From Exodus and John, God's name is revealed, I am. Moses is a reluctant messenger, but God uses him to deliver the Hebrews. We may be familiar with the story of Moses, called by God from a burning bush. God chooses to use Moses for an important task of bringing God's people out of their bondage and out of slavery. Moses begs God to find someone else to go. Moses argues with God because of Moses' disability and fear. God does not take no for an answer, but adjusts God's instructions to include the brother of Moses for this difficult task. Aaron becomes an important part of the story by being the mouth of God for Moses. A couple things happen in this story that are important and become for us a foretelling of God's actions for God's people. God not only calls Moses into service to free God's people from slavery, but when pushed, God in one way reveals who he is. Moses pushes God into telling Moses who God is. I am who I am, or one interpretation God said, I will be who I am. God is, and God exists. That is who God is. God calls Moses and sends him to be a savior to God's people. We hear in the New Testament teachings, according to Matthew, Jesus asks the disciples who people say Jesus is, and then he asks the disciples who they say Jesus is. The Heavenly Father has revealed to Peter that Jesus is the Messiah. This is the one who will save the people of God. Moses saves them from slavery, oppression, and the bondage of Pharaoh, but Jesus saves the people from bondage, slavery, and oppression of sin and death. God reveals Jesus to the disciples. God reveals himself to Moses, and he shares with his people what God says and who God is. In our world, God is in conversation with us and calls us to go and proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ. We can argue with God, and we can beg him to send someone else in our place, but God will find a way to help us go, even if we think we are not able due to our disability and fear. God will go with us as we go to God's people, giving them the good news of freedom from the sins of this world that keep us in bondage. God sent Jesus, the open gate of God's righteousness and salvation, for all God's people. Amen. Let us pray. God of all people, you remember your children who were enslaved in Egypt, and by the power of your name, you set them free. Remember us and free us from slavery to sin by the power of your name, in Jesus Christ, our open gate to freedom. Amen.